I'm here with Lily Alasco, who is a local French-Australian artist and producer. Hi, Lily. Welcome on. How are you?
Hi, Charlotte. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. So as you are a French-Australian artist, as I said, and you've got some songs that are in French.
I do.
And you've written a few of these?
A couple. Only one is officially released.
Okay.
But I've written a few for the French Film Festival in New Zealand, where they aired it before showing French films. But they were only like 30 seconds is the thing.
Oh, okay.
They were little jingles.
Still.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't even my full question. I was going to ask as well, what is the process like when you're writing in French versus English? You're obviously a French speaker for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. So it is a little bit tricky. I feel like I don't know that much vocabulary in French. Mm-hmm. So I usually get one of my parents to help me out, or I use French poetry. I've got a few French poetry books. So this song, L'amour par la fenêtre, that I released a couple years ago, the lyrics are 100% from a French poet called Rimbaud. So it was like an ode to him. That's okay, why I released the song. It's one of his poems.
That's really sweet. Yeah. And are we hoping to have more French lyricism in the future?
Absolutely. I'm thinking, really, instead of doing just completely French songs or completely English songs, is to do sort of a mix between the two, maybe having a chorus in French and, you know, like mixing the two within the same song, I think is not done very often.
Yeah.
And I think would be really cool.
If you pull it off right, that would be an amazing blend.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Speaking of, again, being an artist, performing, singing, all that fun stuff, you've done both solo and ensemble work professionally. Is there a difference in like performance and rehearsal experience when you're fronting a band versus when you're performing solo?
Absolutely. I would say so. When performing with a band or an ensemble, it's really a collaboration of everyone's like musical abilities and personalities. Mm. And I think you can really hear that in the audience, how it's just the sound of all of our collaborations together.
Yeah.
And just having fun with each other and really enjoying it. While performing solo can be almost a little bit terrifying because it's so vulnerable. Mm. And it's coming from such an emotional place, and everything that the audience is hearing is coming completely from yourself and you only.
Yeah, there's no group experience.
No. Yeah, it's an emotional experience because you're giving out completely what you feel and your emotions. Mm. And there's no one for you to hide behind, basically.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. And speaking of hiding behind your bandmates, what has been your experience as a female artist in the Australian scene, both as the front woman of an all-male band and as a solo young female artist?
Yeah, it's been very strange. So a lot of the time as a woman, I just don't get treated, I would say, the same way, even by sound engineers or venue organizers. Even when I show up with my band, despite the fact that I'm the one who organized the event, sent all the tech specs, everything, they always tend to ask the questions about our gear to everyone else and not me.
Mm.
When the most complicated part of the gear is usually my own personal setup that I set up myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just not really taking me seriously and thinking that I don't know my own gear and things like that.
Yeah. So I've heard you've recently done a few collaborations as a solo feature artist, and I've been wondering, how do you and your bandmates balance your solo careers with your plans for the band's future?
That's a tricky one, actually. It's very difficult because the majority of us, I think actually all of us in the band, all have our solo side projects.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all in different bands and doing different projects, and a lot of us are working 9-to-5 jobs or full time. And it is very, very difficult balancing it. And up until recently, we weren't playing often, or we weren't rehearsing as much. We weren't writing songs together. And I just decided, you know what, let's plan every 2 weeks. We're going to do a 3-hour rehearsal, and we're going to all get together, and we're all going to email venues to play together, because we realized we all got so lost in our like side projects and work that we aren't focusing on music together. And it can be really hard to balance them all. But in the end, as long as your goal is to be doing music no matter what, then you will find a way to join up with your band or do your solo projects or play with a different band, even if it's just for one show. It's kind of, yeah, it is hard, but it's important to balance all of these things.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just curious, how long have you guys been a band?
So, I mean, it's been a slow process building this band.
Yeah.
The last member, Tom, joined a little bit over a year ago. So we've been playing as the full 5-piece band for a little over a year, but I've been playing with Xavier, my guitarist, for almost 4 years now.
Damn. Yeah, wow, that's...
Yeah, he's my little time. Baby.
But also, it's good to have those, like, really long-standing established relationships, even when you're bringing in new band members, because there's already...
Exactly, there's already something there to work off.
All right, well, we're almost out of time.
Oh, no!
So, do you guys have any gigs coming up?
We do, actually. We are playing tomorrow night at the Low 302 for CB Ghost, their tour. So we'll be opening for them. We're playing around 8:15 and tickets are only $10 online or $15 at the door. So that's really cheap. And it's such a lovely venue, little cocktails, nice food. And yeah, we'll be playing for around 40 minutes.
Where is Low 302?
Low 302 is in Surrey Hills. It's very, very close to Oxford Street.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Me too.
I'm so excited to hear what you guys are going to come up with in the future. There may be an album release coming
Absolutely.
Up soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been amazing talking to you.
Thanks, Charlotte.